dressing room and bring in Jamie Elizondo, the head coach. Jamie, honestly, I don't know where to begin tonight. Same kind of thing we've seen a little bit in past games. Slow start, got behind early, and just couldn't dig out of it. Give me your thoughts on what you saw tonight.
We're backed up way too much. You know, we had four series where we started inside the five-yard line, and, you know, in a place like this, field position, same thing. Turnover, a penalty on special teams backs us up, and I hurt for those guys in the locker room right now.
Your defense kept you in as long as they could tonight, too.
They played great. They played three great quarters, and then they were worn down at the end. The time of possession tilted way too much in their favor.
As a coach, look ahead to this week now. What's on your plate? How do you address this with your guys now after what's happened over the last four games?
There's only one thing you can do when you're at the very bottom, and that's just find a way to figure to climb a way out. And we got to look at each other in the mirror, because there were some lack of efforts and some at times. But the talk is over. We got to find a way to find some answers, and I don't have much to say other than that right now.
The decision to pull Trevor Harris in favor of Taylor Cornelius, can you take us through that decision?
Yeah, we needed a spark. We were missing some throws. We had some things that we felt we should have hit that we weren't executing. So at the end of the day, it was my decision, and I just felt like the team needed a spark.
This might be too early to ask this question. Does it give you something to think about for next week as far as who do you put under center, or does Trevor get the ball again, or is that something you got to think about now?
Yeah, I got to evaluate everything and see where the breakdowns were. So no decision will be made right now.
Okay.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.